Epilogue. Jace tried to project an outward display of authoritarian calm as he sat in the chair behind his desk, but inside, his stomach was churning.
This is crazy. You've done a million debriefs. This is no different.
But it was different, simply because of who was involved. Satil and Master Nosterol were already there, seated in two of the four chairs that had been set up on the other side of Jace's desk. The other two seats were empty, reserved for the director and, of course, Theron. 3 days had passed since the victory at Duro. In that time, Jace hadn't spoke to either Satil or Theron, apart from a few words as he presented Theron, Nosterol, and Tefith with the Cross of Glory, the Republic's highest honor, at a semi-private ceremony attended by several dozen dignitaries and officials. From the other side of the door, he heard his receptionist's cheerful, high-pitched laugh. A few seconds later, the door opened and Marcus stepped in, closing it behind them.
"Where's Theron?"
Jace asked.
"He said he couldn't make it," the director said,
clearly uncomfortable.
"He's given me his report. We can contact him after the debrief if we have any follow-up questions."
Jace was stunned. Blowing off the debriefing wasn't an official act of insubordination. Technically, Theron answered to the director, not Jace. Marcus could have him ordered to come, of course, but that would have been entirely counterproductive. Still, Jace had been hoping to see him.
"Okay, then,"
he said, covering his disappointment with gruff professionalism.
"Let's begin."
The debrief didn't take nearly as long as Jace would have expected for an assignment of this nature and complexity. He could have blustered about how the entire mission was put in jeopardy because Theron and Nosterol failed to follow orders, but it would have been just for show. Everyone in the room knew the truth, and Jace trusted Satil and Marcus to know best how to handle their people going forward. Instead, they stuck to facts and analysis, and the whole thing was over in less than an hour. As everyone rose to leave, Jace said,
"Grandmaster Satil, can you stay a moment?"
Nosterol and the director left quickly, closing the door behind them without being asked.
"You aren't the only one who was hoping Theron would be here," Satil said once they were alone.
"Is it that obvious?"
he asked, coming out from behind his desk to try to pace out some of his frustration.
"It is to me,"
Satil said, standing motionless as she watched him go back and forth.
"But I can understand why he wouldn't be in the mood for a family reunion."
"Do you think he still blames me?"
"You did the right thing. You brought the fleet to Duro."
"Does that make up for letting the Empire attack Ruan?"
"We can't always fix our mistakes," she told him. "We can only learn from them."
Jace frowned. As usual, he didn't find the typical Jedi wisdom particularly helpful. He stopped pacing and turned to Satil, standing right in front of her.
"How do I make this right?"
Satil shook her head.
"You know him as well as I do."
"That's the problem," he said. "I want to get to know him better."
"Then wait for him to come to you," she said.
"That doesn't seem to be working too well for you,"
Jace pointed out.
"The circumstances of your relationship with our son are different from mine,"
Satil noted, and Jace sensed a deep regret behind her words.
"Don't you ever want to go and talk to him?"
"There are a lot of things we want that we cannot have," she answered, her expression unreadable. "It's the burden of leadership."
She reached out and placed a tender hand on his shoulder. She left it there for a long moment, then pulled away and turned to go.
"Goodbye, Supreme Commander."
"Goodbye, Grandmaster,"
he replied.